This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Music fans remember Levon Helm with his group, The Band.
Take a load off, Benny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Benny.
And you put the load right on me.
Levon Helm's influence didn't end with The Band. He continued to perform great music, even making a dramatic comeback after recovering from throat cancer. He passed away in 2012, but his memory lives on in a new documentary by filmmaker Jacob Hatley. Hatley lived in North Carolina. He's a North Carolina native who now lives in California. His film is called Ain't In It For My Health, a film about Levon Helm. It's going to be playing at the Chelsea Theater in Chapel Hill June 28th through July 4th. But first, Jacob Hatley joins me on the phone to tell us more about the film and the life of Levon Helm. Jacob, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Tell us why you made this film.
Well, I guess we made it just because we had such a good time hanging out with Levon. We went out there to make a music video that was ostensibly like a, you know, 2 or 3 day shoot, and we just didn't want to leave. I think he was he liked having us, and we thought he was just an incredible storyteller, incredible personality, and so we ended up staying for about 2 or 3 years, about 400 hours of footage,
wow,
and we made this movie.
It's interesting because, as you said, you went there just to do this, you know, you were going to do a music video. So you thought, all right, here we go, Levon Helm, I know the guy, famous. But then as he started telling stories and engaging you, you realized there was a lot more to this guy.
Yeah, you know, we thought, you know, we had like a kind of a home video, like a digital camera that we just would carry around and shoot in between takes, and we would go to his house afterwards and shoot these barn rambles, and after the rambles he would, you know, go back to his kitchen table and all the musicians would come back there and he would just kind of hold court and tell stories, and we just thought that footage was so much better than the footage we were shooting for the music video, this like lip-synced, choreographed thing that just didn't interest nearly as much. So we just decided that this was where it's at.
Well, you know, authenticity is the big buzzword, especially when you talk about roots in Americana music, which he was so famous for, you know, and as a drummer and a vocalist and an unusual musician at that. I mean, we don't have that many. Certainly the most famous guy who ever grew up in Turkey Scratch, Arkansas, safe to say?
Safe to say, you know, he was pretty Conway Twitty was lived close to there.
There you go.
But yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that's it. He grew up really hearing those stories and hearing the music and then becoming a big popular success. But that stuff was in the dirt that was under his fingernails, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, this is not something, it was just, it was innate,
yeah.
You know, it really was.
So he was famous with the band, infamous in a sense, not his fault, but when Dylan went electric, there he was, right? So he's part of that whole story as well.
Well, yeah, you know, and that was when you speak about authenticity. I mean, for Levon, it was about just enjoying what you do. It was about just having fun, and he was found himself in Dylan's band, and they started to get booed. We're going electric, and he just said, well, you know, the hell with this, and he quit the band and went back down and worked on the Gulf in an oil rig and because he didn't want to be booed, and just played with his friends around Arkansas,
right,
and Memphis. And then when Dylan got back to Woodstock with the rest of the guys, he came back up and joined them when they gave him a call. But you know, that's Levon.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's an amazing paradox in a sense that people were booing Dylan for running away from his roots, and here's a guy who has dyed in the wool and went down.
But you know, they never booed him in the South. You know, that's the one place they could go and they could play rock and roll and they wouldn't get booed.
So tell us about this, a real ordeal. He develops throat cancer, had to stop singing entirely, and everybody thought that was it for Levon Helm, right?
Yeah, yeah. He was not even at a whisper, you know, and it didn't record a record for 25 years, and just lost his voice entirely.
He recovered, though, and came back, and then did another album in the 2000s.
Did. He just started singing kind of some old traditionals, old folk standards, songs that he had, you know, learned growing up, kind of an acoustic approach, and that was Dirt Farmer, and it won the Grammy, and he followed that up with a second record that he actually made, Electric Dirt, and that also won the Grammy.
What was it about him that, I mean, his, and he was still telling stories and listening to music? Was he creating music this whole time, even when he couldn't sing? What was happening to him then?
Well, you know, we got up there and began making the film just as he had recorded the Dirt Farmer record. So when we arrived, he had his voice back and was playing and was just so happy to be doing so. But so I'm not, you know, I wasn't around for that period. But I know that was, you know, he said that the worst part was just that he couldn't laugh. You know, he couldn't laugh at a joke, and he couldn't tell a joke. And he didn't say anything about singing or playing music, you know.
Well, your film.
But he did.
What's that?
He did play in drums. You know, he did play drums with his band, the Barn Burners, and toured even though he couldn't sing.
Well, your film that captures some of the heart and soul of Lee Von Helm also features a local singer-songwriter here, Laura Lynn Dossett, who wrote a song featured in the film. It's called Anna Lee, and we actually have a clip of Lee Von Helm performing it. Let's listen.
She had sang to her darlings a sweet lullaby as the cool evening shadows grow long. Angels and nightingales gathering nigh just to hear Mother Anna Lee's song. I'll return to you, dear, in the dimming of day, as the sparrow returns to her nest. I'll return to you, dreaming with each lullaby. Hold your sweet, weary head to my breast.
A little bit of Anna Lee, performed by Lee Von Helm, written by singer-songwriter Laura Lynn Dossett from North Carolina. Why, Jacob, why did you include that song in your film?
Well, it's just so incredibly powerful, and it's just him, you know. It's just, there's that one, you know, fiddle accompanying, but it's, you know, in the film, even when he got his voice back, it was on shaky ground, you know. He would, some nights he would have his voice, some nights he would have half of it, and some nights he couldn't sing at all, and he had the vocal coaches, and there was just kind of no rhyme or reason to when he could sing and when he couldn't, and when he was on the road. And then, you know, in the film, he's back and forth, and he's lost his voice. And then he gets it back, and he goes and he performs that song, you know. And just to hear kind of the, you know, his voice and the pain in his voice and the, you know, the wear and the, I mean, he really is putting everything he's got into it. He's singing. He's kind of singing it from the depths of his soul, you know. So we just thought it was incredible. You know, that whole performance is done in a close up on his face when he's doing it in the film, and we just thought it was you know, a really important moment.
I wonder how your impressions of him, because I'm sure you knew who Lee Von Helm was when you went to do this music video, but then as you got to know him better and listen to these stories, how did your view of him change? What did you learn about him and maybe the music industry and the music he was producing?
Well, you know, this was my first feature film going into it. I was very, I was a little high strung. I was very worried about getting the right shots, and I was worried about what other people would think of it. And, you know, each day was measured by how much usable footage we got. And then I got to know Levon, you know, and it was, for him, it wasn't about, you know, it was never about the destination. You know, it was never about the end product. It was just about the path and the getting there. And if you just enjoyed the process, then who cares how it turns out? You did your best, and you had more importantly, you know, you had fun and you learned something about yourself. So I kind of let go of that, tried to at least, as much as I could. And it really just became about making this film, you know, the act of making a film. And I think, you know, that was probably the best lesson he taught me, you know.
Levon passed in 2012. What do you think is his legacy in the music industry?
Well, like you said, man, I mean, I think it's just authenticity. I think it's just, you know, he's not someone who did a second or third take very often, you know. I think it's just, coming from a place that just, it's just not around anymore, you know. He grew up in the Delta. He was there for the birth of rock and roll, and I just think it's kind of a part of Americana that's lost, and that's incredibly sincere and honest, you know.
Well, it's great that you're screening this film in this area, Jacob. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Jacob Hadley, the new film called Ain't In It For My Health, a film about Levon Helm. Triangle premiere tomorrow at the Chelsea Theater in Chapel Hill, going to be showing through July 4th. We have information at our website, WUNC.org. And there's more of this program just ahead on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.
Trouble in the graveyard. Oh.